Hello and welcome to this edition of the Manager's Essentials podcast. Today we're going to talk about an issue that I know some managers find difficult, and that is how to have a conversation about mental health with someone in their team. So today I'm talking to Sarah March. Sarah is Head of HR and she's also the lead for staff wellbeing here at Manchester. So hello Sarah.
Hello there Jim.
Thanks for talking to me today. So if a member of staff tells their manager, perhaps in a one-to-one or a performance meeting, that they're experiencing difficulties with their mental health, what should that manager do?
Okay, I mean, firstly, I think it might come as a surprise to some managers. You've got sort of two scenarios, I suppose. If it comes as a surprise, you're going to have to react on the spot and you may not know much about the condition or whatever. So I think if it comes up and you weren't expecting it, just be empathetic, listen. Don't try and do too much in terms of solving the problem, which is what a lot of people are tempted to do. So sit there, ask questions that you feel comfortable asking, that you feel the individual might be comfortable answering. Try and find out a little bit about what might help them from your point of view. If they've got medication, for example, that's making them sleep irregularly, think about could they come in slightly later or leave slightly earlier. Try and have a think of some practical suggestions, but on the first meeting particularly, don't try and sort of solve it all in one go. The main thing is to be there, I suppose, and just listen, show empathy, show you're supportive. If it's something you perhaps have seen yourself and you feel you need to broach the subject, it then may be worth doing a bit of background reading in terms of, okay, I think there's this sort of issue going on. What could that mean? What sort of things might be affecting it? There's a lot managers can do to sort of impact on people's well-being and mental health, things about working hours, reasonable deadlines, support. If you do think there's something wrong and you think, don't try and sort of self-diagnose it. We're not asking you to be experts on mental health. We're not asking you to be mental health practitioners. But there is some good stuff on websites, including our own, but also Mind, which has an A to Z of mental health conditions. And that might give you a few pointers. But I think the main thing is listen, be empathetic. Do not try and sort of be the expert in this case.
Thank you. And I'd echo that about Mind. There's a whole range of really useful resources there. I think some managers might not know as well, we do run regular courses on supporting staff with mental health conditions. So probably worth me just adding in there, always worth having a look on the wellbeing website to see what's coming up. You've touched on this a little bit. It's possible that the manager might be one of the first people to actually realise something's wrong. How should they start a conversation with the individual if they haven't proactively raised it with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think all managers should have an awareness of what's going on with their team. So I think every conversation with one of your team members should be asking about their general well-being. Don't just wait to be concerned. Ask about what's going on, how you're feeling, is the workload all right? These sort of more rounded, holistic questions about what's going on in their world. If you do start to notice changes and think, oh, actually, I think there might be something wrong here, try asking them. It's sort of, okay, so I've noticed you've not been quite as bubbly or perhaps as you are normally. Is there anything going on? Is there anything you need to talk to me about? Some individuals will take the opportunity and talk to you, some won't. So you're going to have to sort of play it by ear a bit in terms of what the individual is comfortable with. But I think it's if you've got that sort of relationship where they're used to you asking anyway about their well-being, how they're feeling about work, about anything that's going on at home, you can start that conversation a lot more easy. If it has, I mean, as I say, don't wait until it becomes a problem, ideally. It may be then that if you do think actually this is a little bit more serious than anticipated, you'll need to sort of refer them to the various services or get advice yourself after the meeting.
And I think it's a really good example to say that if somebody's usually really bubbly and they've changed, because most times staff will know, that people have got a baseline, haven't they? How communicative they normally are, how punctual they normally are, how vocal they normally are in a meeting, and it's when you see that shift from their particular norm, it's a good thing to watch out for.
Everybody's got different norms. Some people are naturally quiet, some people aren't. So it's looking for those changes in behaviour that need to ask some questions about.
So any other advice you can give a manager about having a conversation about mental health?
I think I've touched on it a lot already about it. We do a great provision here about wider wellbeing, and it should be part of every conversation. And I don't mean sort of twee asking about how's your wellbeing. I think just asking how people are on a regular basis, don't leave it for a formal one-to-one. encourage people to talk about what's going on in their wider world, talk about deadlines, workload, how are they managing, that sort of thing.
Okay. You've mentioned, so we've talked about the fact that the university does do some training. What other sources of help are available for managers at the university who want a bit of help with this stuff?
We do run a lot of support. I mean, I said at the start, we're not expecting you to be experts on this, but we do have professionals within the organisation. If you're unsure, if you don't want to find it yourself, you can talk to your HR partner and they'll signpost you off to services like occupational health, who can help deal with it. Also a counselling service, which is on site, which is trained professionals. We do run training for managers on both how to deal with mental health issues that may come across and also sort of wider well-being, for example, your Thrive workshops and that sort of thing.
Okay.
There is a lot of services available internally, and obviously there's the external websites.
Sure. I think, you know, it's fair to say that, some people still feel there's a stigma about telling people about their mental health. How do you think a manager can encourage people to feel that they can have an open conversation with them?
I think a lot of it comes down to when you're in team meetings, for example, putting forward, making people aware of things like the Thrive workshops, making people aware of the support, because it becomes then part of the conversation that people are used to you talking about, so they're not going to be quite so reticent to sort of tell you if something is going wrong. So it's encouraging awareness of, we know this exists in society, we know we're going to have some people who are struggling with different issues, concerns, we've got this support in place, and if you ever want to talk to me, I'm always here. So it's just encouraging the fact that it is out in the open, we should be able to talk about it in team meetings or other environments.
Yeah, absolutely. There are, of course, and although they're rare, so I don't want to worry people, there are those occasions where a manager might be seriously concerned about somebody's mental health, maybe that they're even at risk of harming themselves. What should a manager do if that sort of situation comes up?
I mean, we are lucky in some respects. We have got the counselling service on site. If you are seriously concerned, you can get in touch with them and they'll offer sort of professional advice, as along with occupational health they will as well. If you do get really, really concerned, phone the emergency services. Security, if those sort of 9-to-5 services I've talked about aren't open and you're perhaps late at night, security will help you as well if you don't want to be in the situation room. But if you are really concerned, none of us are professional experts, so phone the emergency services.
Okay. And then finally, my last question, what's the most important thing do you think that a manager can do to support someone in their team who's experiencing difficulties with their mental health?
I mean, it is very prevalent in society, it is, but I suppose you have to keep it in context of most people are going to be okay, so don't worry about it too much. In terms of that, it's just being there for all of your team and their well-being, particularly those that might be struggling with their mental health. Make it out in the open, don't attach a stigma to it, make it clear it's something that can be talked about. Listen, be empathetic, don't try and solve it, and then signpost our professional services when necessary.
Thank you. And I'll just finish by saying, if you want any additional resources, you can find them on Staffnet under both Managers Essentials and the Wellbeing pages of the website. Yeah. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of the podcast.